Okay, so I changed the title a little bit. As you can see here, I'm focusing on traumatic events as part of the adversity, because adversity is like more, it's like a bigger term than what our measures was. So we're focusing on traumatic life events. I have no relationships to disclose. The purpose of the current study was to explore ethnic disparities in disability among middle-aged and older Israeli adults from three major ethnic groups in Israel. We are going to be comparing veteran Israeli Jews, and I will explain what those are, to immigrants from the former Soviet Union and Arab Israelis. And the second purpose was to examine the role that socioeconomic status and lifetime trauma that these people were exposed to, if that explains any of the disparities in disability. So Israel, I don't know how many of you know about Israel. Israel is a small country. It's located in the Middle East, and it's pretty much a multi-ethnic society. There's a lot of ethnicities in Israel, but here in this study, we're going to be focusing on three major groups. And as you can see here, the distribution of people who are 50 and older in the Israeli population is pretty much clear. So the majority population is what we call veteran Israeli Jews, and those are Jews who were either born in Israel or they immigrated to Israel before 1989. And we call them veteran. That means they have been in the country for a long time. And those are 73% of the population. 19% are FSU Jews, and those are Jews who immigrated to Israel after the breakdown of the former Soviet Union and mainly after 1989. And today, they compose 19% of the population. 8.7% are Arab Israelis, and those are Palestinians who actually remained in Israel after the 1948 wars, after the establishment of the state. The two minority groups that I'm comparing to veteran Israeli Jews, so the majority population are FSU Jews and Arabs. And in terms of socioeconomic status, FSU Jews, a significant portion of them immigrated as older adults to Israel, and they have high educational attainment. Like about two-thirds of them had at least more than high school education. And upon immigration to Israel, they experienced what we call downward occupational mobility. They were not able to translate their high education to proper employment. And that was accompanied with low incomes, of course. Arab Israelis, on the other hand, are a quite a disadvantaged minority. They differ from Jews in almost every aspect of life, ethnicity, religion, language, lifestyle, and they have both lower political power and lower socioeconomic status in terms of both education and income. Previous studies that has been done in Israel show that Arabs and FSU Jews have higher morbidity and mortality rates, including disability. But the majority of these studies focused on older adults, people aged 65 and older. And there's a paucity of studies that actually examined factors that try to explain those disparities. And we know from empirical research that socioeconomic status is a fundamental cause of disease, and we wanted to see if that makes a difference in disability among this population. So this was a cross-sectional study. We used wave one data from the survey of health, aging, and retirement in Europe, the Israeli component of it. The data was collected in 2005-2006 from a representative sample of people age 50 and older. And the original sample was about 2,500 people, but our analytic sample was 1,546, and because we chose to work with people who have complete data on all of our variables, and we did sensitivity analysis looking whether people who didn't have missing data are different, and we did not find any differences. We had three measures of disability, and we created a count variable, separate count variables for each one of those. So functional limitations assist general mobility, limitations like difficulty walking, climbing stairs, and we had 10 items that measured that. Activities of daily living are more assessment of self-care activities like dressing, bathing, and instrumental activities of daily living were more housework type of limitations like managing money and household work and shopping. and we use them as three separate measures of disability. Our independent variables were ethnic origin, and we categorized people to these three main groups that I explained before. Socioeconomic status was measured using two indicators, education and income, and we used gross household income as a measure. It was not normally distributed, and we decided to categorize it into three categories by tertiles. Traumatic life events was measured by eight items that measured the occurrence of lifetime, like traumatic life events, and people were might have been exposed to more than one event across their life course, so it's like an additive measure. We created a composite score of the measures. People were also asked whether the event affected their lives and to what degree it affected their lives. So it wasn't only a count variable of how many events happened, but also whether it affected my life and how much do I think I perceive it as affected my life. And so the scores range from 0 to 24, with higher scores actually indicating greater exposure to trauma. We estimated our models using negative binomial regression. And in all analysis, we controlled for sociodemographics of age, gender, and marital status. And we also controlled for the number of chronic diseases that the respondents reported. We report here not regression coefficient. We chose to report incidence rate ratios. And those can be interpreted as the percentage increase in the rate of disability for the two minorities compared to the reference group, which is the veteran Israeli Jews. We weighted all of the analysis. In terms of the sample characteristics, and this is based on bivariate analysis, we can see that Arabs and FSU Jews had higher, this is the mean actually, of ADLs, functional limitations, and IADLs. And Arabs and FSU Jews had higher means on the three measures. If you look at the ADLs one, you can see that Arabs and veteran Jews had the same mean. In terms of education, as you can see here, Arabs, the majority of Arabs had less than high school education, while the vast majority of FSU Jews had more than high school education. Actually, only 4% of FSU Jews had less than high school education. In terms of income, both minorities had lower incomes compared to veteran Jews. And interestingly, in terms of traumatic life events, Arabs had the lower scores on that, and FSU Jews had the highest scores on traumatic life events. This is one table from the multivariate analysis, and as you can see, in Model 1, we adjust for only sociodemographics and chronic diseases, and in Model 2, we introduce the socioeconomic status indicators, education and income, and in the last model, Model 3, we introduce the measure of traumatic life events. And as you can see, we Arabs and FSU Jews have higher rates of functional limitations. And you can see that in all of the models. However, socioeconomic status attenuated the disparities in disability between Arabs and veteran Jews, but it did not make any difference in the disparities between FSU Jews and veteran Jews. And as we can see in the last model, traumatic life events was a significant predictor of disability, but it did not really affect the ethnic disparities in disability. It did not explain them beyond socioeconomic status. These tables present the results for IADLs, instrumental activities of daily living. As you can see, we see similar results when it comes to the disparities in disability. Again, socioeconomic status indicators did explain some of the disparities between Arabs and veteran Jews, but not between FSU Jews and the veteran Jews. And again, traumatic life events is a significant predictor, but it did not attenuate the disparities farther than socioeconomic status. In terms of ADLs, we didn't find any differences between Arabs and veteran Jews when it comes to ADLs. However, FSU Jews do have higher rates of ADLs compared to veteran Israeli Jews. And here we see a very slight attenuation of the differences between FSU Jews and veteran Jews after the inclusion of socioeconomic status and after the inclusion of traumatic life events, but it's really a slight attenuation. Our conclusions were is that lower socioeconomic status among Arabs and FSU immigrants may contribute to their higher rates of disability, but the effect of socioeconomic status and disability was more salient for Arabs than for FSU Jews, and there's probably explanations for that. Neither socioeconomic status nor traumatic life events were sufficient explanations of the lower ethnic disparities in disability. We think that our measure of traumatic life events was not comprehensive enough and that there are other factors and other sources of stress, such as discrimination that minorities might face over the life course, such as the internal displacement process that Arabs endured and the immigration history that FSU Jews endured in Israel, that might also contribute to their higher rates of disability, and those should be taken into account in future research. Our study had several limitations. It's a cross-sectional data, so we cannot draw any causal inferences. We had a small sample size of FSU Jews, although we weighted all analysis to account for that, but we still interpret our results in caution when it comes to FSU immigrants, and we would like to replicate those and further and other waves of the data. And items that measure traumatic life events might not have equivalently be relevant to all ethnic groups, and that might have affected the results in this study. Thank you. I can have any questions.
Thank you. So I'd like to hold questions until the end, unless there's a question for just for clarification purposes, just so that we can move through all of these.
Traumatic life event, there is a protected minority, I think, in Israel. You know, the Ultra-Orthodox are not drafted, they don't go in the military, they have special privileges. Do you account for that anywhere, or should further studies include that as a separate category?
We don't, because actually, if you look at the majority population, what we call here veteran Israeli Jews, there's a lot of ethnicities with a lot of heterogeneity within this group by itself. But the data set that we had did not allow us to have enough sample sizes to really look at each one of them separately. And also, a lot of studies that have been done before used this strategy. So in terms of comparability, we wanted to be able to compare to other studies. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of heterogeneity, and these ethnic groups are different in terms of traumatic life events.
Thank you.